are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This is fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
This will only hurt for 22 minutes.
It's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
This is something that is treatable. This is something that is fixable.
Hey, this is not a test.
Oh, my God, it's early.
Reigns supreme in Trump land. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Yeah, I know. We're waiting on that Betsy DeVos hearing, or vote, rather, as the Dems try to find one more portrait in courage on the Republican side. Can it happen? Looks dubious. Mike Pence is there already to cast that historic deciding vote in favor of the supremely unqualified Education Secretary and an impeccably unqualified cabinet. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted. We'll be monitoring it throughout the show. And is it love or is it treason? The latest on President Trump's outlandish comment to Bill O'Reilly about Vladimir Putin. Should O'Reilly be looking over his shoulder? Melissa McCarthy making Saturday Night Live great again. Kellyanne out Conwaying herself with a manufactured massacre. And is Melania Trump the First Lady also a grifter? We'll talk. Inspiration to action, Sean's success stories also pouring in. And we've got music to soothe the soul and agitate the indignation, including listener requests. We'll get you in the mix here. You're listening live. It is Tuesday, February 7th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. And we got all that stuff about the travel ban and the so-called judge that banned it and maybe goes to the Supreme Court. By the way, Gorsuch, the guy that Trump has nominated to the Supreme Court, is he too fright-wing, or has he got the bona fides to nab that stolen Garland seat? Got lots to talk about, don't we? Yeah, we do. We'll get it in. We'll try. The Twitter feed, of course, is a 24/7 proposition that A.B. writes, so chime in when it works for you. Facebook page open for the show, as is our new PopNet chat box. So if you're affiliated with that network, we're trying that out, too. Trudy and Aurora in the booth working at all because we got so many comments and so little time. So let us know what's on your mind, where and when it works for you. Hey, the show brought to you in part by the aforementioned PopNet. It's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Also by Old Navy, bundle up with great winter and Valentine's Day savings and styles at Old Navy. And by Audiophile, from music to books to podcasts. Caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. So look at here, grab yourself a cup of joe, make mine a double espresso. Let's go. Welcome to a coffee glass edition of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Cross your fingers, men.
The other night I took a ride with little old Lucy Brown. We went to all the honky-tonks. We really got around. She's 5'2" with eyes of blue and pretty as a queen. I didn't know her pop was a city cop, and she was just 15. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. I filed my income tax return, thought I'd save some dough. I cheated just a little bit, I knew they'd never know. I got some money back this year, like I always do. They'll have to catch me before I pay Internal Revenue. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. Separated just the other day. Last thing that she said to me was, brother, you will pay. She said I'd pay her every week, I'd better never fail. I said, before I send you a dime, I'll die right here in jail. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me.
Just
rock in Trump land. I'm the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and Not So Forgotten 45 from Chubby Checker for Bryn. Hey, thanks so much for taking along for the ride and for your kind comments. Do appreciate it, of course. The great Winoni Harris and Good Morning Judge, as the judiciary is in the crosshairs from the federal judge who our so-called president called so-called, who knocked down the travel ban, to the Supreme, to the appellate court, rather, that will hear a hearing tonight. So that'll be interesting. And President Trump vows to take it to the Supreme Court if necessary. Speaking of which, his pick for the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch, is he too right-wing for the liberals? He does have educational and judiciary bona fides for sure. But a lot of Democrats are saying, a lot of progressives are saying, hey, it doesn't matter what his ideology may or may not be or his qualifications. It's an illegitimate pick because that seat was held hostage by Mitch McConnell and the Republicans. It should be Merrick Garland's hearing. Can they really run out the clock for 4 years? Remember, John McCain was vowing to do that should Hillary Clinton have won the election. So it's all this political machinations, but I'm not sure the country will stand for that. Well, stay tuned on that one, if you know what I'm saying. And Honeycomb, another great Forgotten 45 for Lynette. One monkey, don't stop, no show, for sure. Nathaniel Ratliff. And the Night Sweats burst on the scene big time in 2015, still making some great music to lift us up because we need that. I think music does got a curative power, right? It can move you. It can inspire you. It can incite you. It can do all those things. And we hope to do that on this show, of course. Hey, reach out. Twitter feed AB writes, they're doing the DeVos vote now. So far predictable. It's not official, but it looks like Mike Pence will cast that deciding vote. It doesn't look like any Republicans have veered off course yet, but we'll monitoring that. I'm going to take those Twitter feed comments, too, in just a moment. Reach out via Twitter. AB writes, phone line is 347-857-4505 should you find yourself listening live on Tuesday, February 7th. Facebook page is open for the show, and we're working on getting the kinks out of the PopNet chat box. Trudy and Aurora working on that. Don't tear your hair out, Trudy. It'll get done. We're all connected. It's all good, if you know what I'm saying. So let's check out that Twitter feed. A lot of folks chiming in about the Betsy DeVos situations. Marcy says, the Democrats take note of these GOP cabinet votes for 2018 and beyond. The country does not want DeVos. Well, unfortunately, Trump does, and the Republicans, for the most part, are falling in line. But, of course, we do have Susan Collins from Maine, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, who said last week, they can't do it. This woman is unqualified. So don't go that bridge too far. Charles Schumer said she is the most unqualified in an impeccably unqualified cabinet. I mean, most of the people in this Trump cabinet, let's face it, are not the best and the brightest. It's opposite land. He says they are, not so much. Jade says, Trump is glad that DeVos is not an education bureaucrat who knows all the acronyms. That's what Cronin said. Oh, that's a quote from Cornyn. I'm sorry, excuse me. Kim says, my mom was a teacher for 35 years, my sister for 10. DeVos would be an insult to all public teachers and students who attend those schools. Mm-hmm. Surf Kitty says, extremely disappointed in GOP Senate Republicans who repeatedly choose money and party loyalty over the will of the people. DeVos, not qualified, so says Jerry. On and on we go. Lots of people are mad about this. And it's not just Democrats and liberals. There are a lot of people in the conservative base who don't like her either because she was someone who, out of profit for her own charter school business, was pushing Common Core, which a lot of conservatives don't like. So think about it. This cuts across party lines, except the Republicans are vowing, except for the aforementioned pair of courageous senators from Maine and Alaska, to lockstep with Trump. Are they trying to curry favor with Trump, or is it because DeVos and her family are such generous donors to the GOP in general? Is it a bought and paid for thing, do you think? The offices have been flooded with calls and letters for several weeks now. A lot of people are griping that says when they call these offices, particularly the GOP Senate offices, they're getting busy signals. This isn't good. Are they turning it down, or they're just so flooded that the switchboards are overrun? We don't know. But you got to listen to your constituents, I would think. This is a really dangerous situation. Brandon chimes in. Guess people watching it for me in real time, I appreciate it. The two GOP senators that said they would vote no just did. So we've got Collins and Murkowski on the record. They have officially voted no. Yes vote from Jerry Moran. No vote from Lisa Murkowski. So this is Jen. Thank you for keeping us updated. Both Moran and Roberts just voted to approve DeVos. Worthless, not listening to or representing Kansas, so says Kendall. All right, well, remember that when it comes time to reelect or throw your bums out, as they say. Twitter feed AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505. Have at us on Facebook and PopNet as well, if you're so inclined and you're affiliated. There you go. But Betsy DeVos, a lot of people say, she's got no business being education secretary because she don't know nothing about nothing.
What a wonderful, wonderful world this would be. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful world. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science fiction. Don't know much about the French I took.
I still love her so. Doctor, so please turn your head and cough and welcome my Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Dr. Ben Carson.
Oh, I think I'd be a very awesome secretary. My strategy is plain. We can't take it any longer, and the cabinet will be stronger with a surgeon of the brain. The liberals are espousing that I'm not right for housing. Some people like to growl. But I'll rise to the occasion, though my main qualification is I once lived in a house. Oh, I just close my eyes to make my thoughts look deep. If policy discussions get too steep, then I'll pretend to be asleep. I am a proud gun owner, and I'm an organ donor. Right now I'm gonna start. There's a simple explanation with the Trump administration. I won't need a brain or heart.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're almost superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of purple dry. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not.
I'm on the right track, baby. queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. You're black, white, beige, chola, descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader tease, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or Orient.
She killed it at the halftime show of the historic Super Bowl on Sunday on the Amy Beth Arkowitz show, Born This Way, a song that I think Joy Behar said when she sang it, she was singing it directly to VP Mike Pence, who at this moment, I guess, is breaking the tie, 50-50 in the Senate on party lines, except for those Portrait of Courage from the GOP, Collins and Murkowski. Looks like Betsy DeVos will eke through. Uh-oh, we'll keep you posted. Also, Tell Her No from the Zombies, a not-so-forgotten 45 for Betsy DeVos from Petey. Thanks for chiming in. And, of course, Art Garfunkel with James Taylor and Paul Simon and J.D. Souther, their great version of the Sam Cooke classic, What a Wonderful World It Is, when you don't know nothing about education, but you can buy your way in. That's what happened. Keep an eye on that, folks. Keep an eye on that. Twitter feed at A.B. Wright's, phone line 347-857-4505. Pencil break, it says, is Annie Irish. Tied in the Senate, so that's what it's going to be. Well, that does suck, so says Carrie. Goodbye, public education, so says Bethany. Lots of folks are chiming in, and they're not all liberals. Shame on all of those who voted aye for DeVos. You will be out of the next election. Teachers have a powerful voice, so do parents. Children deserve better, so says Susie. Josh D. says it's an unfortunate day for U.S. education and competency of U.S. children now that a demonstrably ignorant, incompetent DeVos won her nomination. So I guess it's official. Pence has cast that tie-breaking vote. Kyle says, well, at least my hypothetical kids will be dumber than me. DeVos, every time I think we've reached a new low, rock bottom gets deeper. And Craig chimes in, America has an education secretary who doesn't know the first thing about education and has no commitment to it. DeVos, what a clown show. Ouch, a doodle doo, it goes on. Reach out. Your comments, Twitter feed AB Wright's, phone line 347-857-4505. Chatnet at PopNet, if that box is working, and the Facebook page is open as well. So have at us. In case anyone, Mad World says, in case anyone still believed that the Senate GOP would follow through on promises to stand up to Trump, stop believing that now. DeVos gets in. And Adam signs in, DeVos gets in because VP Pence breaks the Senate tie. Couldn't one more GOP have morals? Yeah, that was the first time, too, I think, that a vice president had to cast a deciding tie-breaking vote. So history was made, say what you will about it, and we have an incompetent in the Department of Education. Well, we have so many others in that cabinet, it's unbelievable, really, it truly is. It's disheartening, I agree. Reach out, Twitter feed, AB Wright's, you're on fire, I know, 347-857-4505, if you're listening live on Tuesday, February 7th, Facebook page, chat box, we talked about that, have at us. Hey, Kellyanne Conway, you can't believe anything this chick says, right? Remember when she was talking about that so-called Bowling Green massacre, that nobody talked about President Obama banning Iraqis from coming in the country after two were nabbed and for causing the Bowling Green massacre, which never happened? There were two terrorists, people who came in and were thwarted from selling guns and bombs and that sort of thing. So nobody got hurt. There was no such massacre. She then said she misspoke, and she meant to say terrorist activities. and then nobody covered it, but then she added nobody covered it to a story that ABC actually ran. So we're relying on two fronts. But the fact was she didn't misspeak, because who makes a difference between selling ammunition or bombs to a massacre that didn't happen where people were actually killed, first of all. But secondly, she'd already mentioned that a couple of times. She mentioned it in another article, interview to Cosmo, and a comment to TMZ. So three times you misspoke and made selling of suspicious terrorist activity and selling of illegal arms and bombs, making materials to a massacre where people were actually killed. Doesn't really wash with me. What about you? 347-857-4505 for the live listeners on February 7th and Twitter feed AB Writes. I guess you could just call her a liar. Alternative facts. My arse. Diamond.
Everybody online, looking good.
Opened up a can of whoop tushy on this situation.
Complete impossibility. She's
forgotten 45 late breaking emergency for from Herman's Hermits for Lenore and Stevie. That one for, yep, newly minted Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos. Pence did indeed cast that historic and shameful, in my opinion, tie-breaking vote in the Senate. Ouch, it'll do. Lots of money can buy you a spot in Trump's cabinet. How's that draining the swamp thing working for you now? Not so much. Again, we live in opposite land. Eve of Destruction for Barry Maguire for Susie, I hear you. And a pair for Kellyanne Conway, Castaways, Liar, Liar, and America, She's a Liar. No whitewashing it with sanitized euphemisms like alternative facts. It's plain, flat-out lying. John Spicer, for his part, has put on a happy face regarding the Melissa McCarthy lampooning that he got on Saturday Night Live last week, and wow, was she great or what? He smiled through it, and he said it was kind of funny, although she needs to dial it back and stop with the gum chewing. Hey, it's called satire, parody, you dial it up, John. But he did stand by his boss by saying that Alec Baldwin's impersonation of Donald Trump has gone from funny to just plain mean. No, it's mean, but it's still funny. And this week you get a deluxe dose as Baldwin is set to host the show. And get ready. I just say, you know, get a stronger, grow a stronger thick skin or just ignore the darn thing, Donald. You got other things to worry about. Meanwhile, one of his early nemesis, Rosie O'Donnell, may be in the mix. She is throwing her, you know, she's offered, I should say, to sign on as Steve Bannon. Wouldn't that be fun? This is getting good again, kids. Saturday Night Live. They're getting sharper and sharper, and you got to love it indeed. All right, what's your take? 347-857-4505 for the live listeners on February 7th, and the Twitter feed is busting at the seams at AB Writes. Chat box is working, I think, in PopNet, and the Facebook page is open, too, so please have at us. Let's do a few more tweets here. They're just coming in like crazy. Lowe says, I can't believe DeVos is the new education secretary. God bless our kids. And Pence had that tiebreaker. Yeah, no surprise on that one. Enka says, Pence broke the 50-50 deciding 50-50 tie with the deciding vote. Pack your school bags and start saving. You're going to need it. Bethany says, just another national embarrassment. I wonder if the senators who voted for DeVos think we will leave them alone now. It ain't over until it's over, as they say. Austin says, I think I'm going to quit my job and become a neurosurgeon. Obviously, experience does not matter anymore in this country. Well, they got a neurosurgeon as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development with absolutely no experience in that area either. So it's not just Betsy DeVos or some other ignoramuses, at least in their fields, that they were chosen to control or oversee. Heather says, regardless of party affiliation, today is a sad, sad day for public education. DeVos is gross. Yeah, a lot of people on the conservative side, as I said, are not for it either. So it's not just on the GOP side, but I guess, you know, bought and paid for because she gave so much money. That family gave so much money to the GOP, not just Donald Trump. That's how she got the heck in that seat to begin with, I suppose. Melissa, chiming in, GOP don't give a damn about what's best for the USA. All they care about is money and donations. DeVos donated millions. She's not qualified, and they know it. Wow. So profile and courage to the two gals who tried. Collins from Maine, Murkowski from Alaska, we applaud you. Too bad you couldn't get one more Republican to go the right way. And Rachel chimes in, so relieved that we can finally stop worrying about American children being preyed upon by grizzly bears at school. DeVos will take care of it all. Hey, you got to smile. You got to have a sense of humor. I guess that does help. Donald Trump, meanwhile, wreaking all kinds of havoc with his first couple of weeks in office, alienating his friends and foes. Well, not alienating Vladimir Putin, because in that Billy O'Reilly interview, which you saw, no doubt, or saw parts of, he defended Vladimir Putin when O'Reilly said, well, he's a killer. He said, so we're not so innocent. We have killers here, too, implying that America and our tactics are as bad as Russia's. I mean, what's going on there? Seriously, is this guy treasonous or what? We're going to find something out, and it's not going to be good. I don't know if it's going to be in time to put this 70-year-old bully into a supermax prison where he belongs, perhaps, beside people like Alder James and Robert Hansen. I mean, this could be a treasonous act if he really is in cahoots with Putin. It may not be that. It may just be that Putin said some kind words about him, or he thought he did. In translation, he really didn't, by the way. And he's just trying to, he's impressed with the style and he wants to be an autocrat. So it may not be that nefarious. But it might be, because we don't know a lot about his business dealings. We don't know maybe what he's had holding over his head with that dossier. Maybe there is some truth to what's going on out there. We just don't know. a lot about it. But the comments and the for a man who's so inconsistent, his rhetoric regarding Putin is very consistent. And that is troubling, and it should be troubling to a lot of people, including the GOP. And they are looking to back Trump at every angle right now, but there are some people like Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, and John McCain, all who fell in line, by the way, behind DeVos, so check out what kind of donations they're getting in that regard. But they do take this Russian thing seriously. The Russian hacking has kind of, you know, faded, that whole thing with the election. He still vows to have a voter fraud investigation committee held, led by VP Pence, because dead people are on the rolls and people who move on the rolls. A lot of people are on the rolls. That doesn't mean they're actually voting. But this Russian hacking thing has kind of faded from view, because the chaos theory that Steve Bannon has orchestrated is what it's all about. Let's, like the campaign, let's keep all these things rolling around so we don't know where to focus on. But don't take the eyes off of these things. And we have got to be there for each other, whether you're in the media, whether you're on the protest lines, whether you're an activist, whoever you are, you've got to be out there and you've got to be saying we've got to keep looking into this. And this Russian thing is very troubling, and it should be troubling to everybody. I don't know where our history is. I don't know what we think Vladimir Putin is so great. It's great to have a good relationship with everybody, no question. But to act as though we can equate our country, which he claims he wants to make it great again, being at fault because the Iraq war was a mistake, something which, by the way, he did support at the time, but let's not go there, is not the same where he says mistakes. A mistake was made, and he said, Riley said, well, it was a mistake. Mistake is not the same as actually going after someone and assassinating them or killing people who disagree with you, which is really the scary part. Because, yes, the CIA has undercover operations. I'm not doubting that. I'm not naive. But the way we operate in this country is not the way they operate in Russia. And you don't take out opponents. You don't take out innocent people. You don't take out artists. You don't take out journalists. You don't take out people who disagree with you. And this is kind of where Trump likes that. He would like to be able to do that because he wants to be an autocrat. But he's been in this country 70 years, and he's benefited by opening his own big fat mouth when he wanted to before he was in politics. That's what this country's about. We have a right to fetch and moan and bitch. That's part of it. And you can't just kill people because of that, whereas in Russia, you can. There's that guy who is fighting for his life a second time who's an opponent of Vladimir Putin, who's now lying in a hospital. He had organ failure. Somehow he miraculously covered. He was being treated in the U.S. at the time. Now he's in Moscow. I hope he can pull through. So these things are there, and they're well-documented. So to equate American leadership, military, intelligence, and otherwise, with what goes on in Russia is an insult, and it might border on treason. I'm not kidding. And again, I don't want to be hyperbolic. We have to look into this, but it's pretty scary, and it's pretty daunting, and there's no walk back, because there's never a walk back. But, you know, mistakes were made. He made a mistake on his first operation in Yemen. Now, you can't blame it all on him, because this was something that the intelligence community was working on. They didn't take out the guy who apparently is taunting Trump with messages by saying, the fool in the White House, which I'm sure he loves. But come on, what is going on with that? And now Putin wants an apology from Bill O'Reilly, and Bill O'Reilly says, you don't count on that. You better look over your shoulder, Bill O'Reilly. But really, what is going on with this Trump-Putin deal? Think about it. Let me know your take. Twitter feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Yeah, I know you want to talk about DeVos, and that's okay, too. But meanwhile, Trump is alienating, never mind the foes. He loves to cuddle up to Putin, but he's miffed at the guy in Australia and in Mexico. Here's JT on the Amy Beth Arcus Show.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, it sounds so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home. Guess I'll have to go now. America.
someday. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
Women go and men follow.
James Sellers, Mexico, insulted the Mexicans too with the whole wall business. They're going to pay for it. No, they're not. We live in opposite land. Let's tick off our friends, cozy up to the enemies, and put in the most unqualified people we can in the cabinet. It seems to work for Donald Trump, especially when you're one blade shy of a sharp edge. This one from Nancy Green.
You honk a horn on your Mercedes-Benz. I rolled up my window, so you're honking again. Your stereo could drive the devil out. Hey, you drink too much and you talk too loud. But you think you got it made, think you got it made, think you got it made, think you got it made. When you're one blade shy of a sharp edge. Republic Town is the way you bowl. You've got a sticker on your bumper, that's how I know. And you think two lovers around this bend. You've been around the bend since the age of. But you think you got it made, think you got it made, think you got it made, think you got it made. When you're one blade shy of it, shy of it. looking for girls. Hey, it's Saturday night, so go on down the road, and I'll cancel you out when I go to the polls. 'Cause you think you got it made, 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 when you're one blade shy of a sharp edge.
Said I'm pulling down the shade for the long ride. Never knew that I could feel so black and blue. And I've been holding on to something now for some time. And all I know is it's a feeling fit for two. 'Cause when the sunlight laid its head down on this dark night, and I was talking to myself in the rearview. Yeah, I've got questions, but I know everything is alright. And all I have to do is just remember you. 'Cause I'm never gonna lose you. I've got you deep inside my chest. And I can feel you beating like the soul of a drummer boy. I gotta keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. I can't let anybody stay. Let the love take us away. We gotta keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. I can't let anybody stay. La 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 la. I've been fake and I've been free. I've been you and I've been me. But now I stand up tall for what I believe. Against all odds, I walk that trail of fear and tread on desperately. But no one's leaving just yet. We all want that make-believe. Down in two tribulations of who I've come to be. The less I know, the more I learn how much love means to me. Every day I'm walking out the front door, leaning on your ghost. The best. I've been you and I've been me, but now I stand up tall for what I believe. Against all odds, I walk that trail of fear and dead on disbelief. But no one's leaving just yet. We all want that make believe. Tried and true tribulation of who I've come to be. The less I know, the more. The best feeling of the day, one that I lean towards. We gotta keep.
keep on going. Revivalists, they're great sound, keeping us moving for sure on the Amy Beth Orkley Show. And I love that one from Nancy Griffith, One Blade Shy of a Sharp Edge. Mm-hmm. Betsy DeVos is in, kids, like it or not. Twitter feed AB Wright's phone line 347-857-4505. Let's do a few more tweets because folks are wow, they're off the rails, right? JJ says Republicans prove they are morons once again today, no surprise. Hey, Sharon says, feeling defeated as a special ed PhD student when DeVos has no understanding about education of what I do, and as she is now Secretary of Education. Well, I did see, I hear you on that one, Sharon, but I did see Steve Schmidt, who's a Republican pundit. He's on MSNBC a lot, and he says some interesting things. I try not to take him too seriously because he's the one that didn't vet Sarah Palin and the John McCain ticket, so I got some question marks about him. But he said, really, it doesn't matter because the Secretary of Education really doesn't have that much bearing on what happens because of local school boards, et cetera. Well, she does stand, you know, she can lead the way in terms of funding and policy and that sort of thing. But, yes, it is important to stack the deck. A lot of people are chiming in about that when it comes to your own local school boards. It's time to get going, so says Claire. Don't just vote, run for your local school board. Get the right people in, so says Paulie. So I'm with you on that one, too. When you talk about activism starting in your own community, this is what the silver lining is all about with this new Trump presidency. It's going to rise people up and rile them up and realize you got to get off your duffs and do something. The first thing you should have done was vote, but it didn't work out that way. People either took a pass on it or bought his line of garbage, or unfortunately the liberals were living too close to the different coasts. So even though Hillary won by nearly 2 million to 3 million manufactured fraud votes, I'm kidding, I'm doing my air quotes, it didn't work out. By the way, Hillary Clinton putting out a video statement, first since the election, where she said, the future will be female, it's time for women to keep going, fight on, rise up. Good for her. She looks a little weary, a little tired. She needs a rest. She's got a memoir coming out. You know what? She's the best. She's the one who benefited the most from her loss, I think, because she can just sit back and watch this nonsense play out. But we're all going to suffer. And as I said, the silver lining is people will rise up and make changes. But in the meantime, a lot of people are going to be in the crosshairs and fall through the cracks. And we've got to do our best to stay vigilant, to stay on these public officials, and to get involved in whatever way you see fit that you can do. So are you in? I know you are, because you're bursting at the seams, so let me have it. Twitter feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page open, too, as is the Potmail, the chat box we're working on. Apparently there's some glitch there, but don't worry about it. We'll be fine. Because does anybody know what time it is? We're going to do our Inspiration Action Showdown, too, but it's time to get involved. You're Chicago. This one's for you, Billy. Thanks for checking in. And Chicago, does anybody know what time it is? Time to get up and do something about things, right? Betsy DeVos in as Secretary of Education. Lots of folks are incensed. Use your silver lining. Get moving. Get working. Get going. We'll get back to some last-ditch tweets in a minute. God, you guys are off the chain today, and I love it when you're listening live because we do have so many more folks listening on podcasts. And don't forget, all the Amy Beth Arkwee shows are archived as such. You can follow the show at the BTR site, Mixer, Mixcloud, Stitcher. Download episodes of iTunes and NetNow, and, of course, available, too, on PopNet and the Arts Radio Network. New outlets coming soon. All roads lead back to the website, amybetharkwee.com, where you can also send in your inspiration to action success stories. And we have one today from Maxie in Leonia, New Jersey, who writes, been doing this for a while, about a year on and off, to be honest, but seriously for the last few months, and I will say it does work, as I'm working on a memoir with some tough stories to unveil. The challenge gives me the discipline and the fortitude to handle it. I tell people, try it, but you have to stick with it. So thank you for the inspiration. A lot of tough stories to come. Well, thank you, Maxie. Hey, thanks so much for the honest words and appraisal. I will tell you this. Congratulations to you. Kudos for putting pen to paper and your thoughts down. It takes courage to write anything, especially personal stories. So keep going with it. Good luck. And please do keep us posted. If the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, please let me know, because I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You also spur other folks on, because we're all in the trenches together trying to improve our lives and each other's lives. So reach out if you can. And if you need some help and you find yourself in a creative ditch, I will give you a primer on the challenge, a few other tips and tricks to get you in the right direction. First conversation always on me. Reach out via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed, okay? And you can also peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries, while you're there, available from Cozy Cat Press for ebook and paperback. And, pitch me your own big story and Forgotten 45 requests. Also, if you'd like to have some guest suggestions, all of that, one-stop shopping, as they say, at the website. Let's do a few more last-ditch tweets before we sashay out of here. Let's see, what do we got? We got so many things coming through here, and mostly about DeVos, I will say. Tony says, Senator Toomey, congrats, dude. You're pretty much just guaranteed I'm never going to vote for you again, and I'm not alone in this. There's a guy from Pennsylvania. Some folks thought maybe he was more moderate. He might do it. There were a couple that were kind of on the fence. It was somebody, Stabenow, I think, from Michigan, the Democratic Senator, Debbie Stabenow, yesterday said we might have one more vote, but she never said who it would be, and there was no indication anybody would other than the two that already did, Collins and Murkowski, go to the other side, and apparently that was the case. Nicole says, my niece is too. She's smart, but without a good public school, her only option in our town, how her intelligence will be fostered. DeVos is a mess. Ricky says, I cannot wait to cast my vote again. Senator Toomey, what a disgrace, what a disgrace. And Pierce says, so all of the boycotts will even have more spelling errors? Ay, it's so funny. We got to laugh a little bit. You got to laugh a little bit, but it's pretty tough stuff. Again, stand strong, do your part, and we will get through. Hey, thank you so much for playing with us in real time. Always appreciate it. Don't forget, it's a 24/7 proposition on Twitter at AB Writes. You can follow me on Facebook. You can friend me on Facebook. You can follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter at Radio Trudy. And, of course, connect any way you want to connect, because you know how we are. Over at the website, it's amybetharkwee.com. Thank you to Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at TCS headquarters, for keeping us moving. And thank you so much for joining us. Please don't lose heart. Drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. Please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show. We sashay home.
Hey. in my mouth. Girl, you're the only one that I want. Wanna be your ride. Wanna be your ride, girl. Wanna be your ride, girl. Ooh, wanna be your ride. Baby, I would be grieving if you wanted to leave me all alone by myself. I don't want nobody else. The world needs a bit of taste.
Showtime is over.
Real, real gone.
Down, Solomon Burke said, if you need me.